Welcome to Royal Legacy, where we will explore the rich athletic history and deep family connections of BYU sports. Join us as we honor the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to the future of the BYU Cougars. Here's your host, Lauren McLean.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Lauren McLean, and this is Royal Legacy, where we dive deep into the family connections of BYU sports. Joining me today are husband and wife, Mitch and Maddie Matthews, former star athletes for the BYU football team and women's soccer team.
Mitch, what's one thing that you did growing up with your family that you want to carry on with your two girls now?
Oh my gosh, we were like the classic prototypical just like sports two-a-days all the freaking time, live, breathe, eat sports. And I told Maddie this all the time, I tell everyone this, like I wouldn't change a thing about my childhood. My parents were just obsessed with my brother and I and our success. And so they made our success, you know, not necessarily their success, but like they grieved when we grieved. They cheered when we cheered. But my parents also weren't oblivious. Like this is what they did super well. Besides like all the time and support and whatever gear we needed and all the things they gave us, and they cheered with us when we needed to be cheered on. They grieved with us when we needed to grieve. Besides that, they were so real. Like they were not the parents that when we weren't getting enough playing time when we're younger, or we weren't pitching, you know, on the mound when they thought we should have been. Like they never went up to the coach and like, hey, but my son's Mitch though. Like you need to treat him. But you know, like there was zero of that. Everything was still, hey, if you feel like you need to talk to the coach, you got to talk to the coach. If you feel like you're not getting enough playing time, you go make it happen. And so they were never there to coddle whatsoever. And that was more like the sport side of things. They were always so real and raw, and they looked at me as, you know, super talented, and I could go all these cool places, but they weren't about to coddle us ever. And that was a really cool thing. And I'm copying and pasting Control C, Control P on that one for my kids. But in terms of just other life things, our family was just so much fun. Like we were the house where everyone came over to our house. It was sort of a safe place for all the friends to go. So every party, every good time, every snow day, every event, everyone crashed in our house. And so being the right type of person, this is what I want to copy, is having a safe home where people can come and feel, you know, a vibration, an energy that they never felt before, is something that we're sort of, Maddie and I are sort of obsessed with, is we want to be the house where kids, people, family can go and feel maybe something they haven't felt before, which is just total love in the home. My parents crushed that, like absolutely nailed
that.
They
did, yeah.
And that's the memories I still talk about with my friends, is how everyone was obsessed with our parents and the things we did for kids. And that is one thing that we want to copy and paste as well.
Yeah, I remember like one of the first times coming over to your house, and I knocked on the door and your mom is like, why are you knocking? Just come in. And I was like, wait, seriously? You know, and like she always had cookies out. And so it literally felt like home. And so I was like, wow, this is something else. So it's like, yeah, copy and paste.
Next
That's
level.
What we want.
They were next level. Yeah.
What about for you, Maddie? What's something that you had growing up that you want to implement into your own family?
I had an amazing childhood, and I'm so grateful for it. For like the traumatic event that did happen, like my dad did an incredible job of like providing us the best that he could. And like my stepmom is amazing. She has six kids. So it was like one big happy family, craziness, never a dull moment. There's three on my side, me, my little brother, and my little sister. And so they had a lot going on. And like soccer was my outlet, and like just my best friends, like my family on that team too. And one thing that I give credit to my dad too was kind of the same thing, like how he talked to me. Like, yes, it was performance of like, hey, you know, you need to score more goals if you want to get to this level. But also he did credit like my work ethic. So it wasn't always just performance, but it was like, yeah, you worked really hard. Like, I loved your effort today. That stuff too, because that always is pretty validating.
Right.
So
I love that. Let's start with questions for Mitch about Maddie, okay? We're going to do three trivia questions from Maddie's career.
Nail this.
First question is, which team did Maddie get her debut against?
Oh, like freshman year?
Yeah.
First team she played against, stepped
on the field.
You're talking the premortal existence. Like, before I knew
I'm trying
who this
to think
chick
if
was.
I even remember.
Yeah, if she doesn't know, I get a pass. You know what I'm saying?
You don't remember your very first game you played in at BYU?
I don't either. I don't remember. Like, even stuff on the field. I'm going to say conference. They were Mountain West. I think I'm going to go maybe like an exhibition. Utah State.
I don't think they were Mountain West. I think they were WCC.
We were, yeah.
Back then?
So, wrong.
Utah or Utah State?
No.
Just like an exhibition.
No.
Dang it.
Maddie, do you know?
It wasn't Fresno.
Nope.
But it was the one after that. It was a home game. And I'm trying to remember which team it was.
If you don't get it right, I don't get it wrong.
Wasn't St. Mary's, was it?
No, Washington State.
Was it Washington State?
Pass.
Listen, that's what our stats
wow.
tell us.
I do remember where it was.
I don't remember my game, so you good.
Okay, here's the next one. Which team did Maddie score her very first goal against? You
do
should.
I know this one?
You should
Oregon.
Know this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should know this one.
Dude, that was a
and
lightning,
it was the game winner.
That was a lightning strike. I'll catch Maddie. I'll roll over. So
stop it. Do not go here.
I will catch Maddie. Watching that highlight to herself sometimes.
I would too. Are you kidding
Straight
me?
Such a good memory.
She'll have like this little smirk on her face. Like super proud of herself. My dude, that was 10
You're like, get
years
over
ago.
It.
You can't tell me you don't watch your highlights.
I know.
Oh yeah, Mitch with the Hail Mary.
Oh, never ever cringe. No, I'm just joking about her like watching her own highlights. But it was a sick shot, though. Can't take it away from her.
Thank you.
Well, I would. Listen, even if you do, zero judgment.
Insane,
I totally would.
Insane shot.
All right, here's your last one. Maddie's 100-meter personal record in college was over or under 12 seconds?
Over. 12:04. Official time.
You got it. It is over, but it wasn't 12:04. It was 12:01.
I was so
barely,
close. I was so
barely,
close. I remember
Maddie.
Looking at the time like.
If you gave her another month, it's different.
That was the frustrating part of one season. Every time I was running, I was PRing. So I'm like.
Oh, so you're like,
come on.
One
my
more.
Last race, I'm like, I just wanted to get in the 11th.
You
like,
give,
that would have been so cool.
You give her.
You could probably do it now.
You give her a four.
I'm like sprinting
and
pulling hamstring.
You give her a full 4 years of just track. She's an 11.5.
I would have loved to see where I have
11.4.
But yeah, thank you. I would hope so.
That's
just 11s in the 11s.
Amazing athlete.
Thank you.
All right, Maddie, these are for you.
Oh gosh.
Mitch had his first career reception against this ACC school in 2012.
Do you even know what ACC is?
I don't know which teams are in the ACC.
Do you even know? Give me the
Can you
give
me a
acronym.
Hint? Just give me like a tiny hint and
it's,
maybe
ACC
I can...
is at oh, okay.
It's a,
Atlantic
it's a
Coast
Southern
Conference
school.
Southeast.
Wake Forest.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Mitch? What was it?
Georgia Tech.
There you go.
Oh.
Georgia Tech, 2012.
It was for 4 yards.
Wow.
Big Daddy.
Huge. Huge. All right.
Bubble pass.
Second one is, which team did he have a single game career high in receiving yards against? It was in 2014.
Home
not Cincinnati.
No.
Team Utah State.
No. Even though they did get the business, though, that game, but no, not them.
Can you give me a hint?
I was born in the state.
Oregon.
Nope, I wasn't born.
Oh, Nevada. Maddie. Las
it
Vegas.
Was Nevada.
Just Nevada.
And, okay, just Nevada. Okay.
UNR.
182
Nevada.
Yards.
Wow.
Nevada, 2014.
Sure.
All right, here's the last one. Which team did he score his most touchdowns against in his career?
Utah State.
There it is. Hey.
That is true, but it's not
you
the
each
game
got
thinking,
one.
It's not the game you're thinking of. It was when I was a sophomore.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Because you balled out the game that I watched.
That wasn't the bad.
No way.
It was my before you knew each other, my sophomore year.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, you cool. scored 6 touchdowns against Utah State in your career.
In 3 games.
Yes.
Wow.
They got the business, I swear to you.
Everyone listening is like, Maddie, they're probably like their ears are bleeding.
Whatever. Okay, so post BYU, let's talk about your lives because you guys have done a lot, had 2 children. Mitch, you graduate from BYU, go through the NFL draft process, get a free agent deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. What was that process like for the both of you? You've talked about it a little bit. You had to do long distance, but mm-hmm. but what was that like?
There's two sides of it. So football was football, and we can dive into that. But football was amazing. You know, going to Kansas City, I made a lot of mistakes in the NFL by choosing the wrong teams. I think I've told that in different podcasts before. I should have gone to Green Bay instead of Kansas City. I love Andy Reid, but I shouldn't have gone there. And I was with the Cleveland Browns, hurt my hamstring. They called me back. I should have gone back, but I didn't. I went to Minnesota instead. Made some mistakes that that are all hindsight 2020 mistakes. But it was a crazy time in my life to be on an NFL team, getting married, funeral for my mom, and I was at that time contemplating, am I on the next chapter of life? Like, I'm not sure. So you have all these crazy thoughts I've never had before. That'll put hair in your chest for sure. Turn you into a man, you know? And so it was really, really tough balancing that all. But when I was just had time with Maddie and I, it was some sweet moments. It was amazing. And that's how I knew through all the chaos when I'm with Maddie, I'm like, if she can handle me at these times, she can handle me whenever. So that's when I knew life was good with her. And then it was, you know, for me watching her junior and senior year. And, I guess that's just what I knew. Like I was supposed to be with her when she saw my life and lived my life and all the tough points from football and my mom and everything. And when she was by my side, that's when I knew she was the one. And that's when our life sort of blossomed. And it was sort of a baton passing from my mom to her in a weird way. Like my female rock in my life was my mom, and then it was passed to Maddie. And like I said, that's when I knew. And then after 2 years of football after college, bouncing around, doing distance, that made us even stronger, I think, just all over the country while she's still balancing life, grieving my situation, and I'm out playing, watching her balance that all. So those 2 years were definitely the craziest we've ever had, no question.
For sure. What was it like from your perspective, Maddie?
Kind of the same thing. Like, I, like, want to say the same what Mitch said. Like, I remember, because her funeral was a week before, or like 5 days before our wedding. And I just remember, like, the day we were supposed to take bridals. I'm like, do we even go to bridals? Because I don't even, because she was still alive at this point. Could have passed at any second.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do we even do it? And everyone's like, you have to go. Like, she'd be mad if you didn't. So we went and took bridals. And I just remember, like, even in the most chaotic moment, like, we had a blast. Like, I felt like we were just in our little bubble for just a tiny little moment, just laughing and having a good time. But, yeah, like, going back to the NFL, all that stuff, yeah, same thing. Like, I actually didn't get to go to one of Mitch's NFL games because soccer season is the same as football season, and so I was either traveling, practice, game, so I never got to watch him. I always, you know, watch when I could on TV and stuff like that. But yeah, it was just crazy long distance and all that stuff and trying to manage life. But it was crazy times, but fun times for sure, you know.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more from former BYU football and soccer stars, husband and wife, Mitch and Maddie Matthews. This is Royal Legacy.
And now back to Royal Legacy and your host, Lauren McLean.
One thing I love about you guys is you're both still extremely committed to fitness and sports. Mm-hmm. What would you say, this might be a very obvious question, but what would you say drives that?
Yeah, it's just in my blood. Like, my happy place is sports and workouts and just being outside and all of that stuff. Like, and I also want to set example for, like, my daughters, too, is, like, yeah, this is good for you. You can take time for yourself, especially as mothers. It's hard to, like, take any time for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I even have this, like, weird mom guilt anyway when I'm, like, working out and, like, at home and they're watching me. And I'm like, oh, man, I should probably be giving them attention. Yeah. But, like, in my head, I'm like, no, I know this is good because then Micah will join my workout and be like, Mom, can I do this? And so now she knows squats, jumping jacks, like, I think she could be a little personal trainer, honestly. She's got something going, but yeah.
I love that. What about for you, Mitch? Why is it something that's so important still?
I don't know. My mom was a Pilates and group fitness instructor my whole childhood. Whole childhood. Like, she would have these weird rules at the house where, you know, if we're watching, my brother and I, if we're watching too much TV, then we would have to do a certain either yoga pose or a stretch during the during
such
the commercials.
A Lisa
thing. Oh, I love that.
During the commercials, so she had this big inflatable exercise ball, and then we'd have to sit on our knees and balance that if we wanted to watch TV. Like, that was just like her mentality, and she was not like a drill sergeant, but it was just a fun way to, like, be fit. And she had just always moving and always on the go, and so I'm just like her little, like, her little protege, if you will.
For sure.
I've always loved health and wellness and fitness, and it's like this is what I wear every day, short shorts and like hiking shoes. I had to borrow a t-shirt here. This isn't mine. This is what Tori gave me. Because I came straight from a hike. Like, we just love being busy physically and moving around and doing our thing. And I think that's fun to us, but I love what the outlet it is for me. So we keep it rocking. You know?
Mitch hiked the Y twice today.
Why would you do that?
Two and a half times. Sorry. And he carries a giant rock.
That's crazy.
Like, once a week.
It's a dang good time.
Well, and you do. It's a dang good time. Do you do this too? You did something like you do 1 mile on the first, 2 miles on the second, right? The calendar.
Oh, we did it. Oh, by the way, I announced that here in this room.
Yeah, you did.
With Johnny.
With Johnny Linehan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. I said, if BYU won this game against Arkansas, I'd do it. Even though I was planning on doing it anyways. But that was in March. I ran 500 miles in March. So the challenges I love, just like certain big stumbling block challenges that you have to really go all in for. I just love those. They bring me back to like the football mode where like you're something big, you know, you have to get ready for. I'm just kind of, the habits are there and it's just kind of in my personality just to be doing and stuff.
Yeah, so. I'm more like get the workout in and like feel good for the day. And Mitch is like, let's do these crazy challenges. And I'm like, you're crazy. He has a craziness to him.
It's the best.
That's one of my favorite things about him though.
I feel like a lot of former athletes kind of had that mentality.
Yeah.
Like they need that thing.
The competitive.
You're so used to it. You got to have some big outlet. At least you should, in my opinion. You got to have some big outlet, you know?
Totally.
You guys also have quite a big social media following. What first started that? Like, when did you first say, hey, let's try and do some fun things on social media, Maddie?
Okay. No one's going to know what I'm talking about, but like I kind of grew up with social media, I guess, in high school where like, at first, like, Instagram was, like, taking a picture of, like, what you ate that day with, like, a weird filter. But, like, you're just, like,
riveting stuff.
Documenting everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not a funny person, but, like, I love making, I don't even know how this would make sense, but, like, I just love creating fun videos. Yeah. And even, like, Vine. I don't know if you guys have heard of Vine, but, like, there was a... Like, I loved making funny videos on Vine. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're so funny. And I'm like, I'm really not. But like, I can capture funny moments. But yeah, I just love, like with TikTok now, I love pranking Mitch. It's like one of my favorite things to do.
It's insane. I'm actually great to prank though. And they're always
authentic
and genuine.
He's the best person.
How do you not know it's coming though? Like at this point.
Oh, no, at this point, my guard's up, and I've caught her, like, the fact that she doesn't post it more is because I catch her.
Yeah, for sure.
So she has to really go all out now.
Yeah,
she's also sneaky. She's also, as much as I love her to death, she's also a terrible actor. And so I'm like, really? Like, serious? Like, this is so, like, it's so obvious. But then sometimes she's gotten me good.
When she gets your dad involved.
She's got me good.
See, that's where you have to, like, add new things, where it's like, once someone else is involved, he's like, wait a minute. Wait, really? Is this fake?
One she got me that when she fought with my
yeah,
her
so we did this.
My dad.
You guys have to watch it.
He drank a gallon of milk straight. Like,
by the way, we planned this for like an hour before. Like, what are we saying? What are we doing? We have to like paint the scene.
And then her and my dad started like yell fighting in the kitchen, and I was in the middle of it. It was so brutal.
Like, why would you drink?
I thought
that?
They were
That's
joking.
Disgusting.
I was like, oh, you're joking. And then I'm like, oh, they doubled down. And I'm like, this is so awkward.
but that doesn't seem like either their personality.
No, it
you
doesn't.
It
was a breaking moment for her. She just broke. And I'm like, I get it. His lips touched the milk carton. Like, I get why you'd break at this moment. That's disgusting.
I was already being kind of moody that day, too. And so, like, Mitch was like,
wait a minute. The scene perfectly then.
For sure.
Oh, dude, it was like a week-long buildup. That was bad.
That's so great.
The poop and the fake poop in Micah's diaper when she was a baby.
That was the very first crowning jewel.
Where I lost my lid.
So to paint a picture, I like got chocolate and I just like melted it and put it in a diaper.
Yeah.
Micah was still in diapers at this point, so I laid it out. Then I put Micah next to it, and of course babies love eating chocolate.
Yeah.
So I gave her some, put it on her mouth before, and then she knew that was chocolate. So she was eating out of it. I was hiding upstairs because I know that my face. So like I heard the garage opening. Set Micah down, sprinted upstairs. He opens the door and sees the scene.
Lost my marbles.
Yeah, that one was a good one.
Did you find out pretty quickly?
Look, did you smell it? Were you like, oh, okay?
Yeah.
No, I just thought she's never like farther than 4 feet from our children ever.
Yeah,
so I'm like, the fact that she's down here by herself with her diaper off. And then I did take a whiff, and it was like some peanut buttery Nutella concoction. I figured so it was good, not Maddie. That.
So good.
If she just tripled down the pranks, dude, we like she'd be
I just can't
so
hide
famous
it.
On Instagram.
I can't.
What are some of the negatives about having so many people watching you and watching what you're doing? Do you ever get like weird people reaching out or?
Oh, of course, yeah. You, yeah. I think I just think you have to have a filter of like soup. Like you want to be show who you are and show your personality and be vulnerable and what, you know, that's like the way you grow on social media. But there's a time where it's like, hey, social media is also real life. Like people can also see every part of your life and
yeah.
see where you live. That could
totally.
Be a little strange, but for the most part, I think human beings are normal people and it's good to share. And I think with Maddie's business and what she does and training and the product she sells, like social media is obviously important for that. And the things that I launch, the business that I launch, like in social media is important. So I don't think we've ever had a crazy run-in with social media, like something scary come from social media.
Nothing.
But you definitely have to have a filter of like who you respond to and
yeah.
all that stuff.
I think the thing I've learned is the more people that see, the more judgment.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it's
you gotta
weird.
Be you got to be ready.
And it's really weird because like I do care what people think. But for some reason, like ever since becoming a mom, I don't know what it is, but it's like I don't. Care. It's
care
like the people
think?
Who know me and they have judgments, let's talk. But the people who like are watching me from a tiny, tiny little lens of my whole entire yeah. life, like I'll post a video of like me and the girls and people will be like, oh, you're the worst mom or why don't you do this? And I'm like, if you only you saw my day 24/7, I don't think you would be saying that. Do
right.
you know what I mean?
Totally.
So it's like I know.
Oh, the keyboard
deep
warriors
down.
Are crazy.
Yeah,
I thought, thing,
that's
I thought
what
that
it
would
is.
Go away after a while. It's like worse.
It's just getting worse. The bit, like the more views a video gets, but at the same time, I mean, this is bad. This is toxic. But like the more, what's the word I'm looking
hate.
For? But
the more clicks.
Yeah, but the more like spicy. What's the word I'm looking for?
You go more viral.
Controversial.
The more viral it becomes.
Yes, because yeah. it's like people in the comments. And
yes.
so it's like I can't control that. And sometimes I'm not doing it on purpose. But then I look back, I'm like, oh. You know, whoops. But then it
yeah.
just blows up. So not doing that on purpose.
The comments
but sometimes
get spicy.
It helps.
That's where you get the views.
Yeah.
What's it like being a parent and slowing down after having such just like intense collegiate careers? Now you kind of have to slow down. And now you're a mom, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
What's that been like for you?
Crazy. Like, I love reminiscing on like my life before, but I think you can relate where you're like, what was life
mm-hmm.
before having kids? Like mm-hmm. I had this much time. Like I could have like eat when I wanted to eat and like shower when I wanted to shower. Mm-hmm. But it's honestly been like life hasn't been better, even though it's like hard. It's just the best. Like
yeah.
I just want what I had as a child. I want that for my kids and like what Mitch had. So it's really beautiful to like make this life together. And
dude, she is in her element. Like she, it fits like a glove. Dude, she's so dialed as a mom, and the girls, like they are on every organic squeezable freaking meal. Like every regimen, every calorie is counted for. Dude, it is so I don't even know how she does it, man. I'm like,
no,
I
let
like
them.
I
had donuts
just,
for breakfast the other day.
Yeah, we see
they
we bring
we have
that up
fun.
One time.
We
that,
have
like,
fun.
And where they're like, this has too much sugar, mommy.
Yeah, she, dude, she was
can't.
She was portioning it off, and she's got every medicine, every anti-whatever, and every freaking vitamin you can imagine. She's dialed. She's in her element, you know what I mean?
It's
she's
fun.
Dialed.
What about for you, Mitch? What was that like becoming a dad?
Oh, it's the funnest thing ever. I just love having fun with the kids. I don't think I'm the most, like, the super slow down nurturing moments, I don't think that's like in my wheelhouse as much as it is Maddie's, like as a nurturer. Like, cause I have never slowed down, probably never will, you know, especially after football and NFL, like you're just, it's so go, go, go. Like having like such a still life with like a newborn and then a new newborn, like it's, you're like, whoa, this is actually nuts. Like this thing doesn't talk. It doesn't want
to
run.
What am I supposed to
with
do with this thing?
It doesn't want to compete with you and like play games. So I have gotten to be a better dad as my kids have gotten older. Cause I love teaching. I love
yeah.
coaching. I love playing. That's like where I thrive. So obviously you're in newborn heaven when you have these newborns, but I've gotten so much better as the kids have gotten older, and it's just going to get better and better because that's where I, that's my
for
element.
Sure. Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And it's not like it's a baton passing from like Maddie the first 3 years then to me. It's just like sort of this natural thing, but being a dad's the best thing ever. It's so much fun.
Yeah, when dad's home, mom is chopped liver.
For
yeah,
sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's
all
fun.
About, it's all about pops, for sure.
Yeah. The real question is, have either of them showed any interest in sports?
Micah doesn't care
Micah's
for soccer.
How old? How old is
she's
Micah?
She's three.
She's three.
So she's okay. Still young. Yeah.
She doesn't care
that's
about
right
soccer.
When, that's right when you can start putting them in stuff.
Yes.
3 years
yeah.
old. She doesn't
she
care about it.
She is in gymnastics because I did hear that like gymnastics is like the best sport that you can put them in for everything. Just like
yeah.
the coordination, the strength. And so I'm like, I'm going to milk that for as long as I can just for coordination purposes. But yeah, again, of course I would love if my girls played soccer, ran track, but...
If they don't,
that's fine, and I'll support them in whatever they play. But I just want them to be competitive in whatever they do. You know,
if they
want
to play chess and ballroom dance,
exactly.
You guys are
like
be
I won't
right
know
there.
What to do, but I will be right there.
I'll be right there.
All right, my last question for you guys is: what kind of things do you hope and do you want your girls to learn from you and implement into their own lives? We'll start with Mitch.
Super high self-esteem, a belief that they can go accomplish anything they want to. Short and sweet. That's it.
I love it. Maddie, what about you?
Oh my gosh, that's such a loaded question. I just think, I don't want to copy what Mitch said.
You can.
I also want them to know that, like, I want them to, like, love themselves so much that they do have that confidence to, like, do whatever. But, like, be coachable, but also have confidence in yourself. I don't know.
No, I love that. Like, it's huge.
It's not that like life's about football or life is not about football and life is not about soccer. Those are just like
stepping stones for a big life.
For
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's okay. And at least I'll speak for football to like turn on the super high ego when you need to turn that on. Like, you know, it's game time. It's that. But like turning that off to be super selfless in times where you need to be charitable and be a good friend, be a good teammate, be a good leader, you know, help the, like lift the kid in need who's mm-hmm. struggling, you know? But it's just, I believe you can do a lot when you have a super high self-love and high self-esteem. Like you look at yourself as an awesome person who can do a lot of good in the world. And so when the arena is football, you can do a lot of good there. When the arena is business and life, you can do a lot of good there. So it's like self-love and high self-esteem for the self, not just like a confident football player or like
yeah.
a cocky soccer player. It's like that just goes away after 4 years.
Yeah.
It's about high self-esteem so that when football does end, it isn't like rock bottom for the next 10 years in life and you're a has-been that always mm-hmm. looks back to what you did on the field. It's high self-esteem and high self-love for like the human, you know?
Yeah, the thing that comes to my head right now, and this is like just a small example, but like Micah's learning to put on her shoes right now. And she was getting frustrated the other day because she's like, Mom, I can't do it. I can't. And I don't want her to have that mentality. I try to correct her and I know she's young, but I'm like, Micah, you can do it. But like, just say, I need help. Like, I want
yeah.
her to be able to, it's okay to ask for help if you can't do something, but we don't say I can't because you can. She's like, okay, I can. I'm like, okay, can you say I need help? She's like, yeah, I just need help. And then I told her how to do it and she didn't. She's like, I did it, you know?
Aww.
So just like how you talk to yourself too. Like, don't tell yourself that you can't do anything because you can. Just figure, you know, find solutions. So I just, I don't know.
I love
small things like that, you know?
I love that. You two are incredible. Thank you so much for
You're
coming on with me.
We love hanging out.
The fans
out with you.
Learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot about each other in the process.
We did.
We actually did. That was great.
It was a great little therapy session.
Yeah.
All right, that does it for us today. Thanks again to Maddie and Mitch Matthews for coming on the show with me. Carter Bond and Tori Kimball helped produce this episode with senior producer Terry South.
You can join Royal Legacy wherever you get your podcasts on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or on BYUradio.org. Royal Legacy is a production of BYU Broadcasting.